Beavers get an extra point in league play against the number one team in the country. Visiting us, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, you gotta love, again, your team's effort against the best in the country. Your team can battle with anybody, can't they?
No question. No question, Kelly. And that was the message afterwards. It does not matter who the other team is, what color sweaters, the name of the school, it doesn't matter. It's all about how we play, not who we play. If we play like this, I don't care who the opponent is, we're always going to have a chance. I love our team's battle level, our compete level. They never get rattled. They don't. There was no fluster after the first shot went in. They just kept battling it. Obviously with a 3-2 lead in the third, that's one you'd like to hang on to. But, again, we're going against a pretty good team there.
Your defense played so well again today. Another 14 block shots. And then a couple of assists. Alexis Joyce had a great game. McLangy had a ton of blocks. Talk about the play of your defense, especially against a team like Wisconsin.
Yeah, no question. All six of them. I thought Tina Camp was outstanding. Mm-hmm. Missy Hunt, Bree Jordy, Kara Worth, all of them. I thought they all played really, really well against a really good team. And, whether it's just, whether or not they had their A game or it was because of the way we played, but I thought they were a little bit frustrated and flustered and, not used to having to play a 60-minute game against some of the teams in our league. So just really proud of our team. It would have been nice to come out with the extra point on the shootout, but like I told them, anytime you're out there, you're not failing. It's not an easy spot to be in, and everybody goes out there and does their best. You're going against a really quality goalie at the other end. So big point, though. Big point, we'll take it.
You're the only team in the league to get a point from Wisconsin this season. Obviously, that feels good, but your special teams today played phenomenal. 1-for-4 on the power play, 3-for-3 on the PK. Your team's back to playing special teams like they had been prior to that weekend against Duluth, aren't they?
The penalty, the power play was huge. It tied the game there, too. But, penalty kill, no question. They're a prideful group, but I just thought we really did a great job of it. Really started last night with that power play at the end of the third period there, and the penalty kill just outworked their unit. They kind of took the same attitude today, and I thought they did a tremendous job.
Talk about the play of Kerrigan Dowie. I know after that first Wisconsin goal there, 11 seconds in, like how cool and calm she was between the pipes.
Yeah, no question. A big spot for her. I'm sure she was a little nervous and have it. I thought she composed herself. The second goal was that went off our skating in the net. That's just, it was kind of like I told them, that was kind of the theme of the whole weekend. They got some real puck luck around our net with the types of goals that they were getting. Certainly their third goal was a real nice play by them. They spread and they got a player going to the net for a high tip, and you got to tip your cap. We got caught in the corner with our checking center, but I thought Kerrigan did a real nice job, made some big saves for us.
I love how balanced your scoring is. You had scoring again across the board. Emily Berglund, Claire DeGeorge, and Paige Beebe. Assists from all over the place. As a coach, how happy does it make you to know that you're getting contributions from everyone?
Well, it's a team game. We need everybody. If we're going to have, if we're going to be a successful outfit, that's the way we got to be. We got to have everybody pitching in, and we've got the talent to do that. So it's, again, nice to see those players get rewarded.
You're off next weekend, and then you hit the road at Minnesota State, a very important series.
Oh, they're all important from here on out, Kelly. every one of them. It's huge. So, we'll definitely come back on Monday and get going. We'll probably take the weekend off Thursday, Friday. Let them get rested up. But obviously, like I said, the next series is huge. And that was the message. It doesn't matter where. It doesn't matter who. It's all about how. And that's what we got to keep focusing on.
Congratulations on taking a point against the top-ranked Badgers. A great weekend of hockey here at the Sanford Center, Coach.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it. It was great to see the crowds here this weekend. A lot of fun to see that many people.
It was. Thanks again.
You bet.
Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show.